All right, 97 won the ticket, 433. Getting closer, Rico, to a great night in Detroit sports. I can feel the excitement bubbling over.
You're fired up.
I am.
Is this like a special dinner for you? Or you?
Nah, no dinner. No dinner.
No nothing?
I'll eat some chips during the games, maybe.
Okay.
But we're talking about the Tigers. Are you more encouraged or discouraged after what you saw yesterday? 5-4 loss to the Dodgers. 0-15 with runners in scoring position. Torque was awesome. Manuel Margot, pretty good. Kreidler, Studley catch in center field. Do you like what you saw? More good, more bad. And then also, as Rico was talking about Kerry Bonds and their not willingness to allow him to hit against lefties, I started to wonder, what do you think currently, right now on March 28th, 2025, is the biggest gripe in Detroit sports? Like right now, what is the one thing that most Detroit sports fans gripe about the most?
Probably, man, there's a lot. I think it goes towards the season. For me, you know, a few weeks ago, it was Brad bringing the band back together again.
Oh, yeah.
And just re-signing all his guys. But, Rigor, I think the one thing that has been universal throughout the entire sports calendar is two words. It's Javi Baez. And the fact that he's still on this team. The fact that you saw this team get better when he left.
24-10?
You saw this team make the playoffs. You saw this team get fun. You saw this this town rallied around this team. And you thought, you know what? We got something here. And then he's back.
You know, it's funny because it was a national broadcast yesterday. It was on ESPN. And the national announcers were almost like surprised to see Baez. They're like, oh, he's in Detroit now. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so ridiculous. To be fair, his first ball was hit hard to third base. I mean, it was an out. But I guess it didn't suck yesterday at short. But that's fair. You think the biggest gripe is still Javi Baez.
Yeah, I do. I mean, Rigor, it's the one galvanizing thing for everybody in this town. Whether you could agree upon it.
Right. You could walk into a grocery store and say Baez, and everybody's going to be like, yeah, that guy sucks.
It ranks right up there with the Jared Goff chance. Like, everybody will say, yeah, Javi has to go.
Is that gone, by the way? Is it over?
I don't think
it's going to come back.
No, I don't think
it's it's not going to come back?
I don't think it
comes Even back. If they win a lot next year?
Well, yeah, because then bandwagoners will say, hey, remember we used to do the Jared Goff thing? Jared Goff. Yeah, then, but
okay.
I think Jared Goff has gone the way of the Red Wings car flags.
It's been a while for those.
Right, but let the Wings start winning and make the playoffs, car flags come back. They came out last year briefly. They came back out. And
other than Costa?
Away. Yeah.
Oh.
Costa bought me one and then stole it.
Oh, I heard about that. Very rude.
But yeah, I think Jared Goff chant will be the Lions equivalent to the Red Wings car flag.
Yeah, I think a big gripe now with Steve Yzerman and the way this team looks right now. I think you're dead on the Javi Baez take. I don't know that everybody believes Brad Holmes is in the wrong right now, bringing everybody back. A lot of people agree with him. But I did wonder, as you were bitching about Kerry Carpenter and them not letting him hit against lefties, what's the biggest gripe in Detroit sports right this second? And what'd you take away from yesterday's Tiger game? Nick in Farmington, you're on the ticket. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Hi, Rieger. So a few things I want to point out before I get to my main point. The first thing was Ryan Kreidler made I was watching the broadcast. Like, he made an unbelievable. I was like, there's no way he's going to catch up to that. And somehow he did.
He did.
And Manuel Margot, actually, he had some nice quality at bats, which I was not expecting.
Totally agree.
And, you know, the Scooble thing is, look, when he got behind 3-0 to Mookie Betts, I'm just like, you know what, just put him, you don't want to pitch to him in this situation. So he's probably got like 1,000 OPS in these situations. And he'd owned Teoscar beforehand. But, you know, you can't, like, the only way, I was saying to my dad, the only way this can go bad is if he throws a pitch up in the zone. And then he did. And he took him deep. So you just got to keep the ball down against that guy. But whatever. My main point, though, I guess my main gripe, by the way, Javi Baez, nice to see he's back to swinging at the first pitch again.
Nick,
I mean, looks like nothing's really changed.
Like, couldn't we get at least 2 weeks of Javi Baez hotness? Where the dude is like flaming red hot, and we're all like, ooh,
well,
maybe he
hotness,
is turning it around.
So,
that's fair.
Hotness, so, my main point
he's a hot
is
mess,
on, the,
yeah.
is actually my biggest gripe. Now, this is not a gripe that a lot of people are going to have in this town. My main gripe is that, you know, last night Torkelson hit a home run, which was nice. But it doesn't change the fact that over the course of his career, if you look, I don't ever want to see Torkelson batting fourth again. In fact, actually, I'm proposing a new place for him in the lineup where he's never batted before. He should be the leadoff hitter, and I'm going to explain why. Because Torkelson, when he has nobody on base, I think he's, let me like pull this up, I think he's batting like, okay, so with runners in scoring position, he's batting like lifetime 608. With nobody on, he's batting 701 with a 306 on base percentage. Well, he hit that home run last night, nobody was on base, and that's not his fault. But, you know, the whole leadoff thing, when he, Torkelson is a classic case of somebody who over the course of his career, and I don't know if this will change or not, but I have a lot of worries that it's not going to change. And last night didn't really prove a whole lot. He just proved that, yeah, I can hit home runs when nobody's on and walk when I'm batting cleanup. But, you know, perfect example. He got picked up at third base in a critical spot with nobody out because he was halfway in between
home.
Good
point. I did forget about
home
that.
On contact. Like, what
by the way,
doing?
A dribbler.
It wasn't even like he had hit that. I was hitting for my own plate.
Yeah.
So there was that. And I want to see him in a situation, because I don't ever, again, forget about bases loaded. He's useless with the bases loaded. Why are you putting somebody who's like 502 with the bases loaded lifetime batting cleanup? You know, Riley Green and Kerry Carpenter, they're both excellent. They're batting like over 1,000 with the bases loaded. So I don't ever want to see Spencer Torkelson back and forth again, but I just think that you could bat him leadoff, and then your lineup becomes Torkelson first, Green second, Torres third, Kerry fourth, and then I don't know who you bat.
Well,
this,
Nick, listen, if you want to put Torque up there, it's not awful. I mean, Ibanez was out there yesterday as your leadoff hitter. Until Parker Meadows comes back, you don't have yourself a legitimate leadoff hitter. Well, he hated Torque despite having four walks and a home run. He did kind of get picked off third. Adam in Millington, you're on the ticket. What's Adam? What's up, Adam? How are you?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother.
My man contradicted himself real quick. He said, "Hey, we want Torkelson to lead off, but then he gets in like he's on third base and he gets stuck in a whatever and he gets put out." Bottom line is, the guy ain't a leadoff hitter. Anyway, I guess my biggest concern with like all of Detroit sports right now is, we're still a small market team. I believe that we're the greatest state in the union for when it comes to sports, and we still can't get the free agents. We can't get them in baseball. We can't get them in football. We can't get them in hockey. And we all want this, but to be honest, I've never been to prison, but it sounds like a prison cookup. We want to make the best of the least. And at the end of the day, I still think we're the Tigers, we're the Lions. Like, we're good, but we're not great.
And right, it gets annoying. Great, man, the mindset gets annoying. Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, small market thinking.
You know, and then like today, like, you know, we got both Michigan and Michigan State playing. Diehard Michigan fan. I believe Michigan State and Michigan both have the opportunity to make it to the Elite Eight. But, you know, are we going to be satisfied with just making it there? No, man. Like, I believe we're an unbelievable sports state. It's frustrating. It's frustrating when I continue to see our ownerships of all our big major teams not willing to put the money forward. Like, even signing, like, let's say Barnes from the Lions. Don't get me wrong, good guy. But can we go out and get better? Yes, but we're limited to the money that we spend, I guess. But I don't buy that because we sell out. Like, if we have a good product, we're there. And that's what the most frustrating thing to me is.
Adam, listen, I think it's a great point. I really do. I mean, I know we all get caught up on spending money, and it doesn't apply to some sports, like whether it's the NHL or the NBA or even the NFL for that matter. I mean, they're spending money. It's just choosing to keep the cap space to re-sign your own instead of, you know, going out and getting a big time free agent. But he is right. We always struggle with this. The small market mindset of Detroit. We are a great sports town.
You know what it comes? It's the byproduct of the whole we're blue collar, which means we have to do things the hard way. Instead of just going out and paying top dollar and going out and getting players, it's the blue collar way. It's the grit and the grime. And how about we just make it easy and just go out and spend some money and not go through the grit and the grime? Because you know what? Most blue-collar people, I think, if asked, wouldn't like to be a white-collar and would just like to make a ton of money and go home on time and not have to worry about, you know, second and third shift.
Got a little football next, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, we revisit it. Michigan and Michigan State. Oh, we're getting close, Rico. We're getting so close. I'm getting so excited. We'll get to that as well. 97.1 The Ticket.